Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry took his campaign into the critical swing state of Ohio Saturday with an emphasis on creating new jobs and expanding health care coverage. But many voters along the campaign trail insist that Iraq remains a major issue for them, with a little more than 2 weeks to go until Election Day. Both the Bush and Kerry campaigns are targeting Ohio as a key state in the November election. Senator Kerry began a bus tour through the state by focusing on jobs, mindful that Ohio has lost more than 230,000 jobs in recent years. Senator Kerry made note of a recent comment made by U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow, who was quoted by an Ohio newspaper as saying the job losses were, in his words, a myth.
Well, I got a message for our President of the United States. Mr. President, the people who have lost jobs on your watch are not myths. They are our neighbors. They are middle-class Americans, and they deserve better.
The Kerry campaign has been emphasizing domestic issues like jobs and health care during a swing through the upper Midwest in recent days. But it's clear from talking to voters in both Ohio and Wisconsin that Iraq and the war on terrorism remain major issues in the campaign. Willis Peterson attended a Kerry rally in Appleton, Wisconsin. He's concerned about the situation in Iraq.
Being a veteran, it's Iraq, but living with my family on Social Security, it's also the economy, so it's both.
Senator Kerry is trying to appeal to both domestic and foreign policy concerns in his campaign speeches. One of his standard promises is that if elected, he will work to improve relations with other countries to help both in Iraq and in the war on terror.
The world is waiting for us to join again in a community of nations, understanding, yes, we have to defend our nation. Yes, we have to hunt down and kill the terrorists. Yes, we have to do whatever is necessary to provide for our security. And I will never cede the security of our country to any other nation or any institution. But you know as well as I do, that the United States of America, any nation, is strongest and our troops are most protected when we have friends and allies at our side and we move with other nations.
After bus tours through Wisconsin and Ohio, Senator Kerry next heads to Florida, another key battleground state in this year's election. The Kerry campaign is hoping to mobilize Democrats to get to the polls in Florida, mindful that Republican George Bush's narrow win there over Al Gore 4 years ago propelled him into the White House. Jim Malone, VOA News, with the Kerry campaign in Xenia, Ohio.